one person.
Yeah.
The inside of hundreds of people gasping at the same time. The next day in the Los Angeles Times, they said it was as if a huge animal just got together one time and gasped. It was the most, I wish I could have caught that. I don't think anything like that ever happened in history.
Well.
Did you bruise anything?
Fortunately, the doctors were right there.
Oh.
All my doctors. I have a foot doctor, then I had a heart doctor, and my other doctor. And it was funny, they were all right there, sitting in the front too. And when I fell before and I had a doctor friend from Washington was there. And he was backstage with us. Pardon me. Fortunately, as soon as I fell, well, he was backstage, and he tore off my stocking, and I was saying, oh, don't tear my stocking off. And by that time, the other doctors came, and they put ice on it, and as long as it didn't bruise it too much,
it nice
just had
bruise.
Did it swell, though? It, no, they, see, they caught it right away.
Oh, I see that.
They caught it right away, and they put the ice packs on it during intermission.
Well, had I known those doctors were there, I would have come up there myself, because I think really, there was one lady in front of me, and she said, oh my Lord, God, and they had to get a doctor with her, because they were fanning her, you know, like in the old black church and everything.
Yeah.
And so it was, it was the most striking, I'm 52 years old, and I've gone to concerts like this, and you hear me, so Dewey Blake is sort of like a godfather to me, and he takes me around for a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But that night, and to see you sing after that, I mean, how did you...
I felt good. I felt good. I think it was because that was like one of the first concerts that we had done since the doctor had let me
come back
and sing. You know, they let, like, they allowed me like two a month or three a month. So that was I had been down to El Camino. And for some reason, that college looked like every time I always had been there for so many times, so I was happy with that. And then we played with the Basie band at the San Diego, I think it was. I think I'm right.
Uh-huh.
And I was ready to go. And I guess when I got there at the bowl and I saw everybody, I just felt like, oh gosh,
old time,
huh? Yeah, I wanted to work. And
are they letting you work more now?
I did 3 days in Palm Springs, three nights, and that was wonderful because that was like, yeah, I could sing every night, you know.
Right. Straight, you mean consecutive nights?
Yeah, three consecutive nights.
Did you? And
then we went to Radio City in New York.
Wow, so you're performing as you were before you got sick there.
Yeah, but they slowed me down. Right. I have to kind of sit down a little bit once in a while, you know, because he said that you don't want me standing so long. So. We usually do like 2.5 hours, something like that. So the doctor insists that I learn how to sit down on a stool.
That's what I've never seen. This is not Ella sitting and singing.
You can say that again because I forget. And I get carried away, and the first thing you know, I'm up again. And I start to, then a fella saying, and I start going by the piano player.
But Sarah Vaughan was here.
Was it Sarah Vaughan?
Yeah, was here a few weeks ago, and she was in dress, but she went out barefoot because her feet are swollen. And she told him, look, I get old, I'm old, my feet are swollen, so you're going to have to let me do this concert. So she sat for the first time I've ever seen her play.
A lot of the girls are sitting now. Peggy Lee.
Oh, she is.
Mm-hmm.
What about Carmen McGrady?
I don't know about Carmen, but I know Peggy Lee sits, and I know Sarah sits a lot. So...
Well, you look so regal, though, like I see you now. I've never seen you in red before. I mean, just saw.
Well, I wear red. For some reason, I had the red beaded suit they liked, and I had a red dress, and everybody said they liked me in red, so I used a couple of red dresses.
Now, I'm going to say this. This is probably, but I've seen you many, many years, and seeing you in this size is one of the most striking. Is that you're beginning all over again from a young girl?
Oh, listen, I wear my pants now. I'm like all women now. I can get into those pants, and that thrills me.
Well, my wife said the same thing when she lost weight. She said, so nice to be able to wear things that I want to wear.
That you want to wear, that's right.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah, and I go to therapy when I'm home twice a week, which helps a lot.
Do you ever work in the yard? I pass by.
No, I go to therapy at the one of the clinics. Yeah, not in Beverly Hills. It's down near the hospital. And I do my bicycle riding and my walking up the hill. Nobody call that.
The treadmill.
Oh boy, they have to stop me sometimes.
You know, I'm a musician, and I want to ask you a music question. I try to determine what key is your favorite key. I know sometimes you do B flat or F major. It depends what song it is.
Don't ask me. I'm not a musician.
Okay. Well,
I try to sing where I think it fits me comfortable.
Okay, and I've noticed they're able to accommodate you. Lemon Drops. Now that's the song that you sang. Yes. I heard you sing that, and I read a recording of that. That is the most incredible tour de force I've ever seen. Can you still do that, or do you still try to?
I haven't practiced that one with the fellas.
Isn't that a very difficult? When you do that, you just seem to be totally involved in all those sounds, which I've memorized it even.
Well, you better than I am.
Look, do you still do the Billy May arrangements?
We don't play that many places where we work with the orchestra, unless we play the hotels or with the symphony. And otherwise we work with the trio, or like if we work with Basie's band somewhere, which is, I hope we do some more.
Yeah, well, I can hardly talk about Count Basie. He was so nice to me, and now that he's gone, I get sort of uptight.
Well, he was nice to everybody.
He was such a
man. Everybody loved that man. The children, we go to different cities, and he'd be walking down the alley with the kids and all that, and they'd follow him, and it was just beautiful.
And same thing is true about Roy Eldridge, which I knew for a long,
yeah,
long time.
We just recorded his little jazz.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Put in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
That should be, when it's going to be released?
I don't know. Norma Grant's here. You'd have to ask Norma about that.
You've been with Norma a long, long time, huh?
Yeah, well, that was my manager.
I know. One of the things, you said once when you were here before that Chick Webb taught you a great deal. And did he take you in terms of music, or just to be a performer? Or what one or two things that you think you could have?
Well, I have three musicians. Three musicians I called my lawyers. Chick was the first. I didn't call him lawyer though, man, because I was, you know, just running, just playing baseball and everything. But he always gave me one thing that to remember was that you meet the same people going up. I mean, you meet the same people going down as you meet going up. So always remember that. And you don't feel embarrassed or something like that. And one was from Duke, and Duke always taught me that something can hurt you, and it hurts you real bad, and it's like a toothache. And you get rid of that toothache, you miss it, but you'll feel better.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that whomever you meet going up or down, they're gonna all bow to you, because I've never seen a more gracious. Each time I've seen you, even when you were, you know, really right after performance, you've always been gracious. At the airport the other night, and I'm curious, what do you feel sometimes that it's too much, though? I guess fans and...
No, I love it. I love it because I feel grateful, because I feel that public is the one that make you. I mean, for you to feel that you could do something all by yourself, it's been proven. You don't. You have to have somebody behind you or help you, and if the people don't want you, then no matter what you sing, it doesn't mean a thing.
Well, I can tell you that what you sing means, it's meant a lot to me. I meant it seriously when I told you that I followed you around for 10 years, actually, to Spelman College, to Detroit Montreux Jazz.
Yeah.
And it's meant a lot to me. I'm a professor here at the University of Michigan,
congratulations.
School of Music, and again, seeing you, just to see you and see you hang in there. When you got sick, I think half the nation.
You should see the cards that I had received. I never got a chance to answer all of them. I answered as many as I could. But It's just a wonderful feeling. That's why I say I could never be no other way. I might get a little nervous or something like that if somebody approached me at the wrong time, but I think we all do that.
We all do, exactly.
We all do that. And I just love people at my house. The fellows that have the tours, they bring the people by, and when they bring them by, I come out and take pictures with them.
Oh, really?
So that's love. If they have take the time to want to take your picture and want to say hello, there's nothing wrong with saying hello back. My cousin told me there's nothing beats a smile, because I used to be real self-conscious, and if somebody was laughing and was looking at me, right away I thought they were making fun of me. And she says, you'd make them feel bad if you smile. And that's why I always try to be that way.
Well, you've given love for a long time to this country, and I'll even be a little bit selfish to black people, too. I think my daughter thinks that, well, she said, Dad, I want to be like Miss Fitzgerald. I brought out to every kind of concert you have, I bring her. And I think it is that smile. So you've given a great deal of love, more than, in fact, you'll ever receive.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, we want you.
I don't think I could work if I felt that I wasn't satisfying the audience.
Well, just know that we love you, and I hope that you remember James Standiford. I'm from Texas, and I went to Fisk University. I'm saying all these things selfishly because I do want you to remember. And if there's anything that you want or you'd like that I can do for you, don't hesitate to just let me know.
Thank you.
It's been delightful, and thank you for giving us the time.
Oh, I run when I start running my mouth, you know. Like all women, you never know when to stop.
Well, I still think your son, though, you tell him I think he was one of my best students, and I wish he had come to School of Music here. I think we could have done something. I tell my son, too, that you are the best, because you have to give them a little bit more these days.
Well, that's a beautiful thing that people say, well, this one is the best, that one is the best. But I guess when I was ill in the hospital, you have time to think of different things. And you see people come up and, the kids run to this one, they go to this one, this week that this one they love, this next week they love that one. And I think if it was only one person, we'd get bored. We'd be bored, because just listening to me sing all the time and you don't hear anybody else, well, then you don't get a chance to see how they sang. Because I started by trying to sing like Miss Connie Boswell. My mother had a record of hers, and she was an old woman or nothing. But they had a record out at that time, and it was called Judy. That's how I won my first amateur contest.
Oh, this is the $10 prize you
won?
Yeah,
she sang Judy, An Object of My Affection. And I tried to sing Object of My Affection like her, because she had that southern drawl, you know. And I thought that I would try that, and I won first prize.
You certainly did, and that is one of the most historical things, because everybody that I know, not one person I've ever met who doesn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just hang on the word. Do you remember how you felt? Did you cry afterwards when you were given the winner? They say, you're the winner.
No, I think I was too dumb at that time. I had really made this was a bet that my girlfriends Frances and the other girl, can't think of her name now, we had made a bet to sign to go on the amateur hour, and I was the one that got the call.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had were they sitting in the audience when you won?
Yeah.
I bet they jumped up and screamed.
I never thought that they would call me.
Are any of those girls around today?
I don't know. The other girl was Frances. I said Frances. And I haven't been up to Yonkers for a long time, so I wouldn't know.
Well, at least you remember old friends. That's another. I don't know. There's so many good things and interesting traits about you, Miss Fitzgerald. I can't call you Ella. I've tried and tried, but
why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not sure.
That's what most people call me.
I know that, but
in Europe, when they put the signs up, they say Ella. They never say Fitzgerald. Yeah. Ella.
Well, maybe when I get to be 60, I'll be able to say at that time. Well, again, I'm going to leave you. You look beautiful tonight.
Oh, this isn't what I'm working in.
Oh, you got another.
But I'm the lady in red here.
Oh, well, I'm going. And that, I'm curious, where did you get that?
I got that from Mrs. Picasso.
Yeah,
when we played Auntie one time. And she used to come to the concerts all the time, jazz concerts. And she had a gorgeous white dress on, and she had this on. And I went up after the concert, she came over. I said, oh, you look so beautiful. And she said, je vous aime. And that just thrilled me, and she took it off and gave it to me. And I think if I lost it, I don't know what I'd do.
It is so beautiful, even with the
light. It's so light, too.
Oh, it is. I thought it was kind of heavy.
No, it's very light.
Because the first thing I saw it, the lights is making the green sometimes shine on you. It's very interesting.
Oh, I didn't even know it was green in there. That's
well,
sure how much
part of my eyes. I got bifocals, so I'm probably, but maybe they change colors there. It's beautiful, I can tell you. You look beautiful. I keep saying that because
you're
flair.
Very kind.
Well, it's my kindness. They said the truth shall set you free, and I mean that.
Thank you, dear.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to Ann Arbor, and thank you for talking with us.
And thank you very much. I could go on and on and on when you start me, but I do have to work, so
right.
I better save some.
Save that for you, right. Thank you.